735 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Pedro Gebert and others. 150 jurors were in attendance under the veneer previously issued. Captain Gebert and his mate, Bernardo de Soto, through their slavery standard in New York, 1843-1844, died in Wayland, Massachusetts. Hilliard George Stillman, 1808-1879, was born in Machias, Maine. He graduated from Harvard with an A.B. in 1828, an A.M. in 1831, an L.L.B. in 1832, and an L.L.D. from Trinity College in 1857. He was admitted to the Boston Bar in 1833. Hilliard was a joint editor with George Ripley of the Christian Register in 1833 and with Charles Sumner of the Jurist. He also served as the editor of the Boston Courier from 1856 to 1861. Hilliard was a state senator and a member of the State Constitutional Convention in 1850, and he served as the city solicitor of Boston from 1854 to 1856. He was the United States District Attorney for Massachusetts from 1866 to 1870. Besides delivering addresses, essays, and reviews, he was the author of numerous publications. He died in Boston. Mr. Willard, in his Half a Century with Judges and Lawyers, Boston, Houghton Mifflin and Combe, 1896, says, "At No. 4 Court Street, Boston, many distinguished lawyers had their offices. I copy here a slip which was pasted on the outer door. In 1837, here were found Rufus Choate and F.B. Crowninshield, partners, Charles Sumner and George S. Hilliard, partners, Theophilus Parsons and William G. Stevens, Horace Mann, Edward G. Loring, Benjamin Guild, Luther S. Cushing, John O. Sargent, P.W. Chandler, John Codman, T.P. Chandler, John A. Andrew, and others." When Mr. George S. Hilliard left the building in 1856, he bade farewell to No. 4 in these graceful lines. "The child that in the cradle slept, when first upon the stairs I stepped, now strongly stalks across the land, with beard on chin and vote in hand. And I have passed from summer's prime to autumn's sober shadowy time, and left the throbs and known the strife that slowly rear the dome of life. I hear no more the well-known feet, the kindly looks no more I greet, but ere I part from No. 4, I leave my blessings at the door." George S. Hilliard, who was the daintiest and most suave of men, was trying a case in which the opposing counsel sought to recover for services in exhibiting a panorama. The following exchange occurred. Mr. Hilliard: "How long a time does it take to unroll a panorama?" Witness, the owner: "That depends upon the audience." Hilliard: "What do you pay a man per night to turn the panorama?" Witness: $10 or $15. Hilliard: "Seems to me that is pretty high. I think I should like to work for that." Witness: "Well, next time I have a panorama, I'll hire you."